Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Eddie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball four. Werber moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Brucker moves to second. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caster for the out. Brucker moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Grove moves to third. Mills moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Grove scores. Mills moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Fox steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Brucker reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a line drive towards the mound. Ostermüller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Kramer moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball towards center. Finney catches it and throws to home to double up Kramer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ostermüller, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Billy Werber now playing center field. Rusty Peters now playing third base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Ostermüller reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mills bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Ostermüller moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ostermüller scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Bill Conroy pinch hits for George Caster. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball four. Brucker moves to second. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston takes first base on ball four. Brucker moves to third. Conroy moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Brucker scores. Conroy moves to third. Houston moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.